The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right, and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or ill, or in prison, and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. We come to this passage, I think, after years of having heard it proclaimed and perhaps even having committed ourselves to corporal works of charity ourselves, and see in this pattern the reward for our labors. And yet, it's not so simple, because here Jesus is talking about the judgment of nations. And we, I would hope, know the King. And so we know who we are serving when we are performing these corporal works of mercy. And here in the passage, whoever it is who's being judged, whoever is the sheep and the goats, apparently don't recognize that in their actions they were either serving or not serving the king. Now, what I'm about to say might seem self-centered unless we put ourselves in perhaps the minds of the early Christians, or even maybe our Christian brothers and sisters in the Middle East, but that the nations are judged by how they interact with these brothers and sisters of Jesus. So the nations, the people who do not encounter Jesus, say, in an immediate sense, personally, they will be judged on how they treat Christians. Now, I can jump out and say, people will be judged, if they're not Christian, people will be judged on how they treat you, provided you are embodying Christ. I just made it a bit difficult, right? Jesus is sending his disciples out like sheep among wolves, and they're going to stand back and say, well, what protection have we? I mean, how is this? We're going to face hardship. We're going to face difficulties, trials, distress. We're going to be persecuted. We're going to be beaten, we're going to be killed, right? That's what faces the early church. That's what faces Jesus' first disciples. They say, yeah, but even there, you have nothing to worry about. Provided, right, these folks are living in Jesus, They're bringing Jesus's love and life to the world. God is going to take care of the rest. A judgment to bring about justice, to bring about the true mercy of God's rule, will take hold irrespective of the way that people are treated. But it will be here, right? That judgment will be made so that the world is actually set to rights. But here we have it. We, my friends, then, it's not so simple. This is not a checklist for us then. Yes, I did this. I clothe the naked. I feed the poor. I visited those in prison. All good things. And if the Spirit is stirring you to do it, go for it. This is part of how the body of Christ ministers, not only to itself, but to the world. But here I think the challenge is much more severe, is that we are called to be Jesus in the world. Jesus, the King, the Judge, will judge according to how people treat Christians. But people have to encounter Christians. People have to encounter Jesus in us, or this passage falls apart. So it's ours, really, then, to entrust ourselves to Jesus, here to be his brothers and sisters who commit ourselves to doing the will of God in small things and in big, right? Some of these things on this list tend to be pretty big things for us. But how about the small things? Allowing the love of God today to conquer the hardness of our heart. Allowing the love of God today not only to sit with us, to dwell with us in peace, but also to compel us, to push us out into the world, to be messengers of that same peace, to embody that same peace for the people around us.